All right, well, we're rolling into our fourth week here of OTAs slash minicamp, and I feel like the team's gone out there and they've done a pretty good job. We have another day here working the elements, and hopefully by the end of this week we'll be in a decent position to go into training camp. We've been installed a lot of information, a lot of our schemes, and had a chance to execute them. Obviously, not without pads on, so there's still a lot of work to do there. But, I think that for the most part, we've gotten, good cooperation from everybody, good work on the field, definitely better than we were a few weeks ago, and we still got a long, long way to go. So just keep taking it one day at a time, but hopefully we can finish up well this week and put things in place to have a start off through a good training camp.
Coach, what can you tell us about your decision to sign Tim Tebow? I was wondering, what is it about his personality or his attitude that leads you to believe that you can make him?
We always try to. The team. Yeah, anything we do is what we feel is in the best interest of the team. Tim's a talented player that's smart and works hard. So, see how it goes.
Coach, I cover politics for a TV station in New Hampshire, but I'm here today. How much of a consideration was the attention that I'm sure you knew was going to come with signing to Tim Tebow before making that decision?
None. Try to do what's best for the team.
Coach, how do you deal with a player coming in with all this fanfare and celebrity? Do you have to sit them down and talk to them about what they're doing? Is there any way you deal special when you get all this fuss?
In all honesty, we've been in big crowds than this before.
Pardon me?
So in all honesty, we've been in front of bigger crowds than this before, so... We'll just keep doing what our job is. We're going to try to get better as a football team individually and collectively, and that's what we're going
to
do.
How do you plan to use him? What position?
What position? We're going to do what we think is best for our football team. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Is it possible he could be used on special teams, defense, in addition to offense?
We'll see. I don't know.
Specific to his on-field traits, what are some of the things that you liked about Tim when you're evaluating him from last year and the year before that?
So he's a talented guy. He's smart, works hard. We've all seen him play. He can do a lot of things. We've seen that.
Specific to that position, Bill, do you have an ideal number when you think of the 53-man roster?
No.
Talk about your relationship with Tim. You've known him a long time. Obviously, there are things about him that that you like, a football player, attitude, or whatever.
Yeah, no, I like Tim. I have a lot of respect for Tim.
You've had a close relationship over a lot of years, I understand.
Never coached him before, so I wouldn't. Certainly closer with a lot of the players that I've coached through my career.
Bill, there's people around the league who question his ability to play quarterback in the NFL. Can you just say how you feel about that?
I think I've already said that.
No, I'm talking about specifically
the quarterback. I've answered the question twice. He's a talented player who's smart and works hard.
Did you have to discuss with him some of the ancillary stuff that seems to come with him? The way his training camp was covered last year with the Jets, all that different stuff, and what he'll be doing outside of football?
Look, we got a team full of players. Everybody's got a job to do, and I'm sure he'll try to do it the best that he can. We'll all try to do our jobs the best that we can.
From a team standpoint, though, I know you guys always try to eliminate distractions. Are you worried that this could cause a distraction? I mean, based just looking around at how many people are here in the middle of June.
Hopefully there'll be more than that at the games on Sunday.
Will you have any objection to Tim kneeling down and praying after he makes a big play and Tebowing as it's come to be known?
Yeah, I think we've already talked enough about him. See how he does and just go from there.
Will you care if he does that? Because that's what he's kind of known for. I mean, do you have any objection? Are you going to?
Yeah, I think I've covered it.
Pardon me?
Anything else?
Going.
Good, solid. He's improved every year he's been here. He's done a good job.
I know Tim had a chance to work with Vinny Testaverde. I know you hold Vinny's opinion in very high regard. Does that weigh into this decision at all?
I haven't talked to Vinny in a couple of years.
Is Ryan
Ryan Mallett is entrenched as the second quarterback, or is this a situation where you can see Tim coming in and competing with him for that spot?
Right now, everybody's out there just trying to learn their position, learn our assignments, and we'll let the competition go in training camp like we usually do.
How much does a player, Bill, have to learn coming in at this part of the season, June mini camp, to adapt to the system?
I don't know.
Is it different with every, you like to say sometimes it's different with
I mean,
every
we've
player.
Been in 3 weeks of OTA, so whatever that is, that's what it is. Four weeks is 4 weeks. A week of training camp is a week of training camp. Regular season games is a regular season game. I mean, you know, it all adds up every day. So you do the math. I don't know.
Is Denner good to go? Will he be out there today after the shoulder?
He'll do what he can do.
How much have you stayed in touch with Gronkowski over the last few weeks? And any concern about his availability to start the season?
I mean, all our players except one have been here regularly through the offseason up until this week. So, yeah, we see them all on a regular basis.
Are all the players here for this camp?
They are.
Bill, have you been thinking about this signing for a while, or is it in the last couple of days that you thought maybe it was the right thing to do?
We go through personnel in the league on a daily basis, personnel department, and we meet periodically from time to time. All throughout the year, all 365 days, basically.
You had some strong words in response to a report last week saying you didn't like Tim as a player. Were you upset that something was being put out there on your behalf?
I don't have anything to add.
You had any conversation with Urban Meyer in the last 48 hours about the Tim signing?
No. But whatever conversations I have with anybody would be between myself and that person anyway, so it's not, I don't think that's anything that would be shared publicly.
There is a thought out there that Tebow is a guy who maybe just needs a couple adjustments, perhaps to thrive more as a quarterback. Do you see it that way? Have you studied him enough in that?
We'll see how it goes.
How much does Josh's background with Tim help, and how big a part was he of this decision?
I don't know.
I mean, I would think that you would be part of that decision and wouldn't.
There's a lot of people in the organization that contributed in all decisions like there usually are. I couldn't put a percentage on it if that's what you're looking for.
A couple final questions.
What was the general reaction? I know you don't want to talk about specific conversations, but general reaction from Tebow's camp to get a call from you guys to say, come on up?
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to talk to them about that. You'd have to talk to that. I kind of want to represent what somebody else said or thought.
Obviously, Tebow was available for 5 weeks. Just wondering, could have got him in earlier perhaps and been here for the OTAs or just didn't work out?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things in the offseason that, you know, the timing is different for one reason or another, and there are player transactions pretty much every day from the first day of free agency, and they'll be there all the way up till the end of training camp. So I think each one's a little bit different, and just the way it is. Okay, thank you.